Hi folks, Joe McGee, McGee Leadership here. Today we're here in Hartford, Connecticut at Randstad Technologies. We're going to be interviewing a few folks for our July podcast. Today our topic is making proper connections. Today I'm joined by Josh Price, Managing Director. Stephen Honchel is Account Manager for Randstad Technologies. Gentlemen, welcome. Josh, welcome to the
Thank
podcast.
Thank you, Joe.
Steve, welcome.
Thank you, Joe. Welcome to Hartford.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So today I really want to talk about is really how to make those proper connections and more importantly, how to make that first impression stick. So I have a few questions that I want to ask you. First question is, describe your work with the people you interact with, maybe your daily routine. Kind of walk me through that. What kind of the people you interact with and how do you kind of connect with them?
All right, perfect. So here at Randstad Technologies, what we're responsible for doing is reaching out to different companies throughout the Hartford area that specialize in IT staffing, solutions, and so on. So our goal is to interact with C-level execs all the way down to, you know, help desk, PC tech type of individual, understanding organizations from the bottom up, and then going in and helping to solve immediate needs through either staffing or solution, purposes and things along those lines.
Excellent. Thank you. So when you communicate with people, what is your preferred method? In person, email, phone, social media? Kind of walk me through that.
Steve, I'll let you take that one.
Sure. So I would say that, you know, with the ultimate goal being to connect with them in person, the communication phase is really whatever it takes to get a meeting with them. And so, as you know, these days you can reach out to people in so many different ways. We like to call people on the phone, of course. You know, phone is our always our number one way. But you know, with LinkedIn and social media, you really can can learn a lot about somebody and get to them in other ways.
Oh, great.
And just to piggyback off that, recently Randstad Technologies has put out kind of their new branding message for the year. That branding message is human forward, right? With all social media, with all the social media outlets and different ways that you can connect with people, I think it's important, and Randstad has made it very important, to our offices across the country, as well as, our clients and our consultants, that we really focus on that human interaction, right? There's so many times, we're so connected from a digital media and media outlets and different things, right? Social media and so on, that we end up being disconnected from a human, from a human standpoint a lot of the time. So that's a big focus for us moving forward.
Oh, great. Fantastic. So one of the things I'm interested in, and this is paramount for any, any industry segment, whether you're sales, recruiters, real estate, actors, musicians, I can go on and on, is really making that first impression stick. How do you really make that first lasting impression stick for people to really want to reconnect back with you guys? Walk me through a little bit about that.
You want to take that?
Sure, absolutely, sure, since I do it every day. And it really, once you get through the communication phase into that connection phase, which is, as Josh mentioned, the human forward, that happens to be my favorite part of this business, is meeting people in person. I think you can't replace that with anything. And so for me, the way to make it memorable is I always prepare. So we talked about LinkedIn before, so I always know who I'm meeting. I try to do some due diligence on where they've worked before, how long they've been in the role, what their responsibilities are. I look for any pieces of commonality, where they go to school, do they have kids, do they like sports, all of that great kind of stuff. You always do some of that when you get to the office by looking around, but now you can kind of really get prepared for that. And I find that when you're in there, you are there for a business purpose, but really you're there to learn about the person. I mean, that to me is the most important piece of it all is, of course, we want to understand their goals and objectives, and we want to learn how we can help them from a business standpoint, but you have to start by building a relationship. And so I truly start that by preparation ahead of time.
Yeah, Steve, that's great tips there. My next question actually was how to keep people engaged, and you kind of really talked mm-hmm. about that already, is the commonalities, is sharing the common goals, mm-hmm. really find out what they're interested in, really bridge that connection back. That's paramount.
I would say the best way to get them engaged is to be engaging, a lot of open-ended questions and really listening, really effective listening, to what's important to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I just to stress on that too. I mean, he hit the point I was going to say is Listening is a huge thing in this, mm-hmm. in our industry especially. When it comes to IT, I think a lot of things can go over individuals' heads that mm-hmm. aren't necessarily tech savvy and so on. So listening is a crucial part, I think, gets missed all the time.
Absolutely. That's great, guys. Now, the other thing I was wondering about is, you know, let's say you meet maybe a hiring manager for the first time, and then you realize, we kind of talked a little bit about this, but kind of elaborate a little bit. Like, when you meet them for the first time, you have a goal. You should have a goal in your mind. You know, what is that goal? How do you achieve that goal? And you really want them to remember you. So kind of walk me through that is, when you're meeting with someone the first time, what is your goal in your head to really make them want to come back?
Okay. So for me, and it's kind of the philosophy that we try to instill in all of our account managers and even recruiters here. You know, we don't want to come across as salespeople, right? We don't want to come across, we want to come across as someone that's there to help solve a problem. Right, we want to come across as a true business partner. So I think going in and kind of having that human interaction, you know, combination of what Steve talked about, setting expectations prior to the meeting, so that we're able to accomplish something from a business standpoint, being professional about it, but then not taking it just to that extreme, you know, in the sense of being able to, you know, help, you know, being able to talk them through the issues. Reiterating back to them what they've said to us, different things along those lines. You know, that's, I think, how we get that. And then for us, I think, you know, keeping them engaged, back to mm-hmm. your other question, you know, making sure that we're setting up a follow-up meeting during that, you know, first meeting, right?
That's great.
You know, and it goes all into those expectations that we're trying to set. Okay. Do you have anything to add to that? Or?
Yes, I mean, I would say that, you know, to echo what Josh is saying, we have a very consultative approach. We don't, you know, not just going in, you're asking what the goal is. And I think I said before, I mean, the ultimate goal is for us to be able to help that client. But really the goal in each meeting is to build a relationship. Okay, my goal is always to leave that meeting knowing more about that person and their department and their business and that kind of thing. So that's always in the back of my head. What my goal is to leave with moving the relationship forward.
Guys, great advice on those questions. I just have one more question for you is, the folks that you currently have engaged, the hiring managers, your clients that you talk to now, is, do you think there's anything holding them back from really feeling engaged? And if it is, what do you think it might be? Why aren't they fully engaged?
Well, I think you have to be able to gauge where people are, right? And you have to be able to gauge, you know, how much they're invested in you. From my standpoint, I would say that the only thing that holds people back is you have to prove yourself, right? Mm-hmm. You have to show that you can follow up in the manner that you said you'd follow up. You have to be able to prove that you can fulfill the needs or the solutions and fix that problem that an individual's having, right? Before they become fully engaged, right?
Right.
Yes, I would agree with that. And I think, as we mentioned before, for me, it's just a matter of time. I mean,
okay.
when we get out there and we get to learn about our clients, like we talked about before, and getting them engaged, it's just a matter of time for us to prove ourselves, and that's it for me.
Excellent. So I just want to share a quick story is about dry selling. It's, at least that's what I refer to as dry selling. What I mean by dry selling is you're selling a product, but you don't have the product with you. So in other words, you're selling yourself to be genuine, and that can be very dangerous. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about experience that I had at a Walmart store. And I prefer Target, but we went to Walmart this particular day. And in Walmart, they had a cable company there. And the cable company basically had a table set up. They had some flyers, some brochures, and a couple gentlemen, college kids, that were trying to sell me cable. As I'm walking by them, a gentleman approached me and he said, "Hey, do you have a few minutes?" I said, "Sure." He goes, "Who do you have for your cable company?" I said, "This is who I have." And he said, "How much are you paying?" was his next immediate question. I said, "Do you have a few minutes? Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?" So I turned the conversation around. And by doing so, a couple things are running in my mind. Number one is, are they going to be mad that I'm trying to turn the conversation around? Number two, they're going to embrace it. They're going to hear me out. And they did. They wanted to know more. So I said, well, tip number one would be, you need to have a control, I told them. I said, you need to have your product here. You need to demo your product. I'll tell you what, I've been to many locations, other warehouses, and what do they have? They have the product on hand, because if I want to know something about the product, you got to show it to me. You got to touch it. You got to have put the remote in the person's hand and say, hey, can you do this? Or I want you to do that. You got to have a control. And that's something he didn't have, and he agreed with me. Number two is ask the right questions. That's paramount. You never assume it's about the price, because it may not be. And what he should have asked is, what is most important to you when you're looking at cable companies? What would be most important to me? Not what's the price, because it might not be the price. That's tip number two. Tip number three is know your audience. You have your family-oriented people. You have your single type of audience. And you have, you know, your single, maybe a single lady that's looking at cable. You really got to know your audience. You got to connect with them properly. If I see a gentleman with a 49ers jersey, it's football, right? And I might start talking football with him, because it's a simple technique to really bridge that conversation. Tip number four would be engaged. But you want to be properly engaged correctly. I was at a carnival once, and a carny threw a baseball at me. And I saw the baseball. He goes, hey, you should come play. Well, that's not the right case, because in his eyes, he wanted me to bring the baseball back and then play the game. Well, what did I do is I left the baseball and I walked away. So that failed on his end. So you need to be properly engaged. And you can do that several different ways. Many people do this is a basketball contest or a ping pong table. I'm going to have a contest. The highest score is going to earn my business by telling me, Steve, how can I have your business? If I'm the higher scorer, you tell me what you want in your terms, and I'm going to give it to you. And then the last thing would be, and you guys could agree with me probably more than anybody, is know your competitors, right? Because when you're selling to hiring managers, you need to know what everyone else is doing. Because when they might say, I'm looking for this, you might say, hey, great news, guys. Randstad Technologies is the only one that can give you this. You got to know your competitors. So that's my tip, guys. Hopefully this is useful information. And Josh, thank you for being on the podcast.
Thanks, Joe.
Steve, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Joe.
You can find this podcast on mcgeeleadership.com. We'll be posting this for our July podcast, followed by our August podcast is Working Remotely or Working at Home. I have a special announcement. We're going to be doing an interview in the middle of the woods, actually near a cave, hence the term Working Remotely. I think it'll be a great, great fit. We'll be interviewing people in August for that. And we'll be doing a remote session. I'll be talking to someone in Indonesia that I met on Instagram, the power of social media. Guys, till next time, check us out at mcgeeleadership.com. And I want to thank you, Randstad Technologies, for having us coming on to the show. And we'll see you next time. Thanks, guys.